that, I want you guys to say he is risen indeed. And you know what? I bet the congregation will even help us do that. Okay? All right. So he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Good job. All right. Now I want to ask you guys a question. A couple questions, actually. How many of you know what a lion is or have ever seen one before? Have you guys all seen a lion before? Maybe in a picture at the zoo or... Okay, a lot of us have. How about a hummingbird? You ever seen a hummingbird? You know what a hummingbird is? A little bird that flaps its wings really, really fast. And it eats a lot of time on flowers. Maybe some of you guys even have feeders for it. People have a cat in a hat. People have a cat in a hat. There you go. That's another good one. Yeah. All right, well, I learned something really, really interesting about lions and hummingbirds this week. Can I share that with you guys? Okay. I learned about the way they eat. How many of you guys like to eat? I know I like to eat. Lions and hummingbirds like to eat too. But you know what? They eat really, really differently. Lions, a lot of times, will only eat like maybe once a week. They'll eat lots and lots of food all at once, and it'll be good. One big meal. Can you imagine only eating one? Yeah, me neither. I like this too much. All right, but hummingbirds eat really differently. They will eat a whole bunch of times just in one single day. They eat more than they weigh every single day. That's a lot of food, right? Yes. But they will eat many, many, many times throughout the day. And not only that, but they'll go and they'll share a lot of that food with other flowers so that those flowers can grow. Does that make sense? Kind of cool, huh? So they eat, but then they share it with lots of other different flowers so that we can have lots of pretty flowers around. Well, I think sometimes our faith is a little bit like either the hummingbird or the lion. As you see, just like lions, sometimes we'll only read the Bible every now and then, or we'll only go to church every now and then. And so we'll just get everything like on one day. Or sometimes we can be like the hummingbird, and we can get into the Bible every single day. You can pray every single day. You can go to church and just as much as possible be with other Christians and learn more about God. So what do you think that God calls us to be more like? A hummingbird. Good job. Because when we are in the Bible every day, when we read God's Bible, when we pray to Him, when we talk to our parents and friends about Jesus and live our life the way Jesus wants us to, then we're being more like Christ, which is what we're called to be, right? Yes. Okay. All right, guys. Good job. So the congregation, please join me in blessing these children as they go on to learn.